contribute to you. Link in with your local community gardens. They could be giving you that produce, never mind selling you. That's where food is at the minute. That's where the community chef is at the minute. This, I think, is an absolute fantastic produce product in itself. And it deserves a lot of credit. There's a lot of energy behind this, and Enda, I know Enda particularly well, and the energy that man puts behind everything, and you can see that coming out in his plate. That's what chefs are. They're very, very, should I say it, temperamental, passionate people. And to bring that across in a situation like this, and that's what I sincerely want to do tonight, is to congratulate you on it, number one. Secondly, I'm delighted to launch it and totally get behind this, and for the whole county and everybody to embrace it. And the big thing here, we've put a brand on it. We know what we have in Donegal. We have the skill set, the colleagues that we have in Killybegs. I can see people, other people standing at the door beside me, beside Enda that's been there. That skill set has always been there. We've always had it. Our little bit of shyness has probably been our strength in one way in terms of our hospitality. All of this now together, this project, this brand behind it, I think this can go places. I can see it extending all night. I would love personally to see a little map there for any showing somewhere. I think it'll be on its way next year if I have anything to do with it. So I wish you very well with it, congratulate you on it, and let's all get behind it, embrace it, and move it forward in the right way. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brian. And before we move on to the host of the evening, the host with the mostest, Mr. Andrew O'Rourke, I'd just like to say a second part of the trail, as I said, is that there will be a traditional music trail within all the participating bars. So if you came to Donegal on holiday and you wanted to say, take your visitors out, and you'd say, well, where's their traditional music on a Monday night or a Wednesday night or a Thursday night? All you have to do is look at this little map or go into the website, and you actually know specifically, because this is one of the things we agreed to, apart from local sourcing and apart from committing ourselves to buying local, is that we've also decided to support traditional musicians in the area and engage with them and start to provide a decent forum for visitors and to come in and enjoy our culture. So I'm going to hand you on now to Enda, who's going to say a few words to you. And again, a big warm thank you to Enda for his fantastic hospitality here tonight.
Tommy Shipper wants to come up after me and say a few words. Just to start off by saying thank you, each and every one of you. Thank you very, very much for coming here tonight. I hope you have got a better idea about what this brand is about. It started back near a year ago with myself and Hugh down the back over a cup of coffee, and it's transpired into 8 other buyers joining us and putting as much effort and enthusiasm into what we have done. And the buyers are some very famous buyers in Old Lightning, Bouncy's in Ardra, Leo's in Crawley, as far up as Beachcomber in Rathmullen. Brian asked a question earlier on, how come there's no representation from any zone? Next year we're going to open it out. Hopefully other buyers will join the group to extend the brand within the county, and that's what we're set out to achieve from day one, and we're getting there slowly but surely. Second of all, I would like to acknowledge a few of the local suppliers, like Sir Paul McHugh here, who's rode in behind us 100% in everything we've done in regards to oysters. They're purified, they're 2 miles away from here, they're as local as you can get, and they're fresh, and he has really, really driven behind me 100%, so I would like to acknowledge his thanks. The cultural music trail is not just about cultural or traditional music, it's about offering a cultural setting of folk and lore. And one thing that I have signed up, and some of the others are going to do too, is a thing called the Rambling House. And that is old storytellers from the locality sitting down over the fire, a bit of folk music, a bit of cultural music, traditional music, and just generally create a setting in a small rural pub that has been lost over the last 10 or 15 years. So I'm not going to keep this going. Just once again, thank you very, very much for coming. Thanks for everybody for helping us out, and hopefully you'll see a lot more of us. So thanks again.
So there's just one final person I need to pay tribute to, and she's here tonight, and her husband, and it's Deirdre McNamara. And Peter, it's not Peter McNamara, but they've been very good to us, because Deirdre's been in the LYIT through Killybegs, and they have organised our